Merry Christmas, everybody.
President Joe Biden has paid tribute to former US President Jimmy Carter, who's died at the age of 100.
What I find extraordinary about Jimmy Carter, though, is that millions of people all around the world feel they lost a friend as well, even though they never met him. And that's because Jimmy Carter lived a life measured not by words, but by his deeds.
Some of the country's largest police forces have seen a double spike in Islamophobic and anti-Semitic hate crimes in the past 18 months. Police recorded a sharp increase after the start of the Hamas-Israel conflict last year and again following the Southport attacks this summer. A fire at a hotel near popular Bangkok's Khao San Road has killed three foreign tourists and injured several others. Police are currently investigating the cause of the fire at the Ember Hotel. And Peter Wright calls Luke Humphries an inspiration after his victory at the World Darts Championship. The 54-year-old stunned reigning world champion Humphries 4-1 to move into the quarter-final. From Radio News Hub, I'm Grace McIntosh.
When you need a number fast, the only number you need is 118212.
Miss Maureen, the telephone detective, at your service.
Maureen! 118212.
Calls cost £2.50 per call plus 75p a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge plus your phone company's access charge.
Coming up, metaphorically speaking, this New Year's Day, Colourful presents 100 greatest soulful love ballads. It's perfect for lovers. Enjoy a curated journey of love and romance. Join our loved up listening party. You can sing along, dance along, and just let the mood take you. 100 Greatest Soulful Love Ballads this New Year's Day, only on Colourful.
This Christmas, there will be millions of songs streamed, movies watched, and job searches online. But around 2 million households are living in data poverty, disconnected from essentials they need to get by. So we're giving away free data to those who need it most. If you're struggling, ask for the National Data Bank in any O2 store. O2, see what you can do.
SIM available in store on National Data Bank, subject to availability of minimum 25 gig, 18 plus, terms apply, see o2.co.uk.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colourful.com and apps. This is Colourful Radio. Colourful.
Delia. Delore.
Colourful Radio.
Hello, I'm Delia Delore and welcome to Metaphorically Speaking. I'm always excited at this time of the year because I get to laugh with my team as they share their Christmas experiences. But I always think about listeners, as not all of you are looking forward to it. And I've had years when I've been in that situation too. But I do hope that you try to remember happier Christmas times. But first, let's start the show. So let's say hello to the Metaphorically Speaking team.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, you know what? We're not going to do a show where we dissect popular metaphors, but we are going to talk about metaphors we use during the Christmas season. The Metaphorically Speaking team work virtually, so that means we're all over. Where is everyone right now? Let's start with like alphabetical order with a Christian name, so you know when to say. So where are you guys from? Alba, I think. Yeah,
yes. Alba. Hello. I'm speaking from London. East London, Leighton.
And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Madrid, Spain.
Okay, and tell us what you do for the show. Tell our listeners.
I am currently editing the shows for Metaphorically Speaking. And I've been for more than 6 months already.
Yeah, you know what? It could even be longer than that, you know, Alba.
That's right.
Yeah, it could be. All right, next person.
Hi, I'm speaking from the UK, and I'm an editor.
Where are you from originally?
I'm Brazilian, and I've just recently joined the team.
Yep, welcome.
Welcome.
Hello, I'm Ernie. I'm the video editor for like the promos that we do for Metaphorically Speaking. I also do some voiceover stuff, so you hear me yeah, on Colourful, doing promos and stuff for that. And I'm from the UK, a town called Cromer, and I was born here, so I haven't gone very far.
Well, you're having a great time in England, though.
Yeah,
we met. It was so lovely to see you, Ernie, honestly. It was so lovely to see you. Yeah. Okay. Jeremy, it's you now.
Yeah, now it's me now. I'm in the UK as well, also born here, also boring. I've been doing this for, it must have been over a year, because I was here for the last year's Christmas special as well. So probably about like 13 months, 14 months I've been doing this, I think, as an editor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, say that. Yeah. You didn't say how long you've been with us. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's sort of flown by quicker than I thought it would, to be honest.
Ernie, we didn't say how long you've been with us.
I don't know how long it's been. It's been since lockdown, hasn't it? So 2020. So that's a while now, like 4 years almost. Not as long as Andrew, though.
Unbelievable. Thank you.
No worries.
Okay, next person.
That me?
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going A, B, C, D in my head really quickly. Yeah. Hi, I'm Laurie. I'm one of the writers for Metaphorically Speaking. This is my second Christmas show as well, so I guess that means more than a year at least. Gone by so fast. And I am currently in London, where I live in the UK, and I was born in the Midlands of the UK, so I've travelled a little bit over the course of my life, but still not made it far.
Okay, and you're soon going to get a new neighbour, because late last year we were told that Ellen DeGeneres has just bought, she's going to leave the US, and she's going to be coming into the West Midlands, I think the Cotswolds, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
What? So,
2025, you've got a new neighbour coming. Yeah.
I think she might end up going back to California after a few months, honestly.
She said that she doesn't want to be in the US, and I'm not a political animal. She said she doesn't want to be there anymore because of the new president. So she wants to come back to England. So you have a new neighbour for your new year, Laurie.
Excellent. Well, when I visit my grandma, I'll say hi.
Yeah, well, you might see her, because she said that she really misses stand-up, so she may be travelling around doing some stand-up. Yeah. Okay, last but by no means least, at the moment, we have...
Adua! Hi, everybody. My name is Adua. I do the social media for Metaphorically Speaking. I've been since the very beginning.
Day one. Before we even had a show. That's how the beginning was. So I always say this every year, because it's the only time I have the opportunity, apart from when I go to London and see her, it's the only time I can say thank you so much, Oliver, for being with us through thick and thin. And I think what's really special for me when I speak about Oliver and Ernie is that they work weekly, as opposed to everyone else who works per show. They work every single week. So thank you, guys, you two in particular, but thank you all. And Christmas is a time for sharing, and Christmas is a time for, you know, sharing your thanks. And so I want to thank the whole of the Metaphorically Speaking team, even those who can't make it to the show today. You know how valuable that I hold you all in high esteem. So thank you so much for being with us. Being in different places, it means that we associate with Christmas, you know, sometimes differently, slightly, sometimes hugely. And some people, they don't celebrate Christmas at all. So for the people that we have here, which is one of the reasons why I was asking about cultures and so on, does anyone here celebrate their Christmas differently to the kind of traditional British Christmas?
It's not the case.
No, I've got to go very traditional in our house.
What's that?
Traditional as it gets.
Yeah, I've got a couple of relatives in Australia, and they have a barbecue at Christmas, because it's still warm for them. But aside from that,
this Christmas, I am having a barbecue Christmas because I'll be in New Zealand with my sister.
Oh, nice.
This will be a barbecue Christmas, but it's not normal.
That sounds so nice. Yeah.
Are you going to barbecue a turkey?
I don't know if that would work. We can try.
Worth a shot. If you cut it up into pieces, maybe. Turkey steak.
Something like that. I think we're going to go on the beach as well, just to remind ourselves that it's not England.
You guys don't have turkey at all? I mean, you have barbecue, but you don't have turkey at all? For your Christmas in New Zealand, or...?
Oh, well, I have no idea. This is my first time going over. My sister moved there about 2 years ago. This will be the first time that I've gone to visit. But she's just had her first kid. So I am officially an uncle about 2 weeks ago. So I'm spending Christmas with the new family member and going to, get all the family together for the first time in, 2 years.
Okay, nice.
Look how chuffed he looks, doesn't he? Oh, wonderful. Well, I hope you've done some nice Christmas shopping for them, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how we're going to get around the country, honestly. Suitcases.
Oh, wow. Anyone else traveling for Christmas?
I'll be in the UK for Christmas, but for the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be in Dubai because my brother, my sister-in-law live there, and they've also had a baby. So I'm going to go see them as well. Yeah. But I'll be back here for Christmas because I don't think my mom's ready for all her kids to be away for Christmas.
And Christmas is a real, for you, I remember you saying in last shows how, your family always get together and they cook all types of foods. Like what?
So we normally have, mom will make goose, and then she might make maybe a lamb or turkey, and then she make chicken pies, all sorts of food, basically. Enough to last you for a week. Food just goes on and on.
Wow. Well, I, at the moment, I think I'm going to be in St. Lucia, where it's hot, and in the Caribbean, they have something they call kutme, which is, it means that people look after each other. And so over Christmas, people cook a lot of food. It's not just for their family, but it's for everybody that passes by. So for the Christmas season, there's just food everywhere you go. And so even you might have Christmas dinner at your house, but then you pop over to someone else's house in the evening and then you eat all their food. And then the Boxing Day after the sales, because they do have sales. Oh, do they have sales in St. Lucia? No, they don't. It's closed. Boxing Day and all those other days afterwards, you just visit people and they do special types of drinks. Like you have sorrel. I don't know if you guys have sorrel. I've heard of sorrel.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, sorrel is a Christmas drink. It's like, how would you describe sorrel? Each culture, they kind of put
this. It's like a fruity drink, isn't it? There's a fruit to it.
The fruit is a sorrel. It's like a raspberry. It looks like a raspberry. And then sometimes they put ginger in it.
Is it an alcoholic drink?
It's not alcoholic, but some people do put a little bit of rum. But it's supposed to be non-alcoholic. But when you're dealing with, the Caribbean and African countries, it's Christmas.
Have some rum with it.
They put that in there. And then we have something we call the black cake. I think in England, you don't call it black cake. You call it fruit cake, but it's the black fruit cake as opposed to the white fruit cake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So instead of having a sponge cake with all the fruits, it's a black base with all the fruits and rum and stuff. So everyone just, honestly, I don't know how more people don't get tummy upsets because people just eat some tomorrow in the Caribbean and stuff. So, for people like me who can't eat too much, it's like I'm excited, but I'm dreading it because if I eat too much doesn't take too long for me to feel full and then I regret it. So I just have teaspoons and little bits and pieces as the time goes on.
You need to get practicing. Yeah. Eat as much as you can before Christmas and then just go hard at it.
Oh, I've actually started, I got this thing. It's like, what do you call it in England? Milk of magnesium? Is it milk of magnesium? You know those kind of things that you drink to settle your stomach?
Mm-hmm. Oh, like the Yakult things, little probiotic stuff.
All those kind of things. I've got a table of them on standby just in case, because I know it's coming, because there's so many foods that you can't get unless it's Christmas. So, I want to eat them, you know, like most people. Mm-hmm. But anyway, has anyone got any interesting story that they can tell us about something that's happened at Christmas, like a Christmas they'll never forget? Now, I've said mine over the years, so I don't want to keep repeating it to the people who have heard it, like Ernie and Oddie would have heard it all the time, so I don't want to repeat mine. Anyone have a Christmas story, something that they will never forget, whether it's good or bad?
I found these videos recently from like the early 2000s on like video cassettes of our early Christmases, and there is this video of me surrounded by Christmas wrapping, covered in chocolate, just having the best time. And you can hear my aunt say in the video, "Your girlfriend's going to watch this one day." I just happened to have dug up these videos with my girlfriend, who has sat next to me as we watched these back.
She predicted the future. Yeah. Career out of that.
Yeah, but you said covered in chocolate. How? When you said covered in chocolate, what were you doing that you were covered in chocolate?
I mean, I was like a year old. I think that babies are just always covered in something, aren't they, really?
Oh, my God.
I'd obviously got into the chocolate and, you know, they can't really get it into their mouths that easily. So you just kind of, they keep trying and it keeps getting all over them. So I just kind of reached that point, I think.
Anyone else?
We did a Christmas once at my nan's house and she lives on a really steep slope. So I'm sure you can see where this is going. We came up to the house and she's like in the middle of this hill is where her house is on this road. And we came over from the top and we tried to stop when we got to her house and we just slid past and all the other cars on this road were doing it too. And so there were like a dozen or so cars on this road, just sliding down this hill, trying to avoid each other, trying not to get sort of crash into each other at the end. That was quite chaotic. It's like dodging cars.
That's funny. Well, one of our editors, Jack Tweedy, he couldn't make it to the party, but he sent us this story.
Hi, Delia. Hi, script team and editing team. It's Jack Tweedy, audio editor here. I thought I'd share a story about Christmas and what I'm looking forward to this coming Christmas 2024. So I think 3 years ago, we booked a restaurant in a nice, town near where I live on Christmas Eve. I thought we'd go out and celebrate Christmas with my mum and my brother who'd come down from north of England to be with us on Christmas Day. We ended up drinking way too much and, felt very, very ill on Christmas Day itself. So much so that the whole day was pretty much ruined. What made it worse as well is my mum, who is a chef, didn't actually end up coming to the meal with us, but was, she had the flu or something. She was very, very ill. So we were relying upon her to do most of the Christmas cooking. But she was too ill to do it, and the responsibility fell to us, to me in particular. And I had a really bad hangover, so it was not the most fun of Christmas days, sadly. But we got through, and we were all together as a family, and we had a good day regardless. We made an effort the following year to book our Christmas restaurant meal, not on the 24th of December, but on the 23rd or the 22nd. So that way we've got a day to recover before Christmas Day itself. So this year, it will be the first year that I'll be celebrating Christmas with my newborn son. We've got some matching outfits, matching pajamas. I think we're going to go a bit more over the top this year for Christmas because it's my son's first ever Christmas. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most. I hope you guys are hope you guys all have a lovely Christmas as well. I'm sorry I can't be there on the 14th. I'll be travelling up to the Lake District to see some family. But hopefully I can chat with you all soon.
All right. Anyone else have another story? I'm pushing for stories. I know that we have stories. Sometimes it's the fact that your mind.
Yeah, I guess I have one. When I was like starting to become a teenager and I was very grumpy and lazy, my mom was like out of town for a whole week and she really wanted me to put up the Christmas tree, which I only did like the last possible second until she came back. And I was really lazy, so I just decorated the side that people could see. I mean, they could also see the other side, but not as easily. And she was not very happy at all. She still brings it up until today. Remember that time you didn't finish the Christmas tree? I have to hear that every Christmas now.
As you said that, it made me think of Father Christmas. Can you guys think, at what age do you think you kind of sussed that there was really no Father Christmas?
And
the children are listening.
There isn't a Father Christmas?
No, he's real. He's real. I promise.
Don't ruin this for me.
From the beginning.
Is it? No way. You didn't...
No, my parents weren't having it. They were making it known that we bought these gifts.
Yeah, they've done the hard work. They want you to know.
Yeah.
I think I must have been a teenager. I mean, like, you know, before I kind of sussed. You know, because I think in those days...
Teenager.
Yeah, because in those days, we didn't really talk about Christmas. It was just Christmas came and then all these gifts came and we just took it for granted that, yeah, Father Christmas said that. We didn't really think about it.
You didn't want to find the source, yeah.
You find that odd?
No, you didn't want to find out where it was coming from, right?
Yeah.
The gifts, that's it.
Yeah, we just kind of like, you know, it just became a tradition. Well, you know, Father Christmas got it, but we were more interested in opening the gifts and seeing what they were than who got them. Did it, you know, because I can remember people would come around and say, oh, I hope you like your Christmas gift. And I'm thinking, I don't remember what they got. Because you're not even looking at name tags and who got them for you. And that's the person actually gave it to you to put under the tree. You would just see them appear under the tree. And you didn't really care about, well, I didn't. I just wanted to rip open them up and see, you know, what I had, you know. But anyway, so talking about Christmas presents, any best Christmas presents, worst Christmas presents?
I once got a trowel. That was pretty good. Because I was joking about not wanting to pick up my dog's, you know, business a lot. And as a sort of joke, my mum was like, there, now you can walk the dog because you've got this trowel and don't have to touch it yourself. Oh, it was quite funny.
Don't you laugh? I don't know what to think about.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a conversation going. I thought it was quite funny.
Okay, right. Anyone else? Any good or bad Christmas presents?
I think the worst is
you. Okay. Bernardo, you go ahead.
No, I was just saying that the worst present is not getting any. pretty adult-like, I guess.
Yeah.
You stop getting them after a while, don't you?
Yeah.
The older you get. Oh, no, you don't hold your own. You keep getting lucky.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was born in December, so people were just like, oh, I'm just going to give you a birthday gift.
Oh, God. I hate people do that. I tell you, when I have friends and then, you know, it comes to like Christmas and stuff like that, you know, they're December born. I like to, even if it's something tiny, you know, but I have to be honest and say, I don't really buy Christmas presents because, you know, when you just know so many people, you just, it's just, what do? You can't give everybody a gift, you know? And so you have to kind of choose. And then sometimes you choose and then, and so I just kind of stick to just grandchildren, you know, because it's just easier. And I can get them what they really want. And everybody else, I just, you know, I don't drink, so I can't even say, I might get them a drink or whatever, but I don't really, I don't really celebrate it the way that when I was younger, but I know you guys are much younger than me. So I don't know, do you guys spend a lot of time buying Christmas presents and receiving Christmas presents, or is it not important?
I do. My list just seems to keep growing each year at the moment. I have the people that I have to buy them for. That's why things like Secret Santa is so good, because suddenly you don't have to buy presents for a big group of friends. You only have to buy presents for one, and everyone still gets something.
Yeah.
I like the presents part.
Yeah. Laurie, were you going to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say that I feel like I get the same amount of presents every year. It's just an increasing proportion of those presents becomes underwear the older I get, you know? I think it's just the curse of...
You don't buy underwear for any other parts of the year because of that, though, do you?
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, wow, you know, every load of Christmas.
But so many of them are Christmas-themed. It's just not appropriate in July.
Well, no one can see him. Just wear him. It's like...
it's true. Well,
I've had a couple of years where I've not received any presents from my husband, and that's been my fault, because he says to me, what would you like? And I'm thinking, what do I want? And it takes me so long to think about what I want. Then I say, you know what? I just go to the sales, you know? I don't really need to have the presents on Christmas Day. I'll go to the sales. You give me some money and I'll just go to the sales. And then the time comes and I'm like, oh, I don't feel like I want to go anywhere. And then before I know it, Christmas is over. I think I've done it twice. So I've not had any Christmas present, but it's not his fault. It's my fault. So I know I'm starting to think now, what is it that I want? Because if I don't say I want something, I'm not going to get anything. And by the time I say I want something, because my birthday's in February, I'll be like you, Bernardo. So I won't get a birthday present and a Christmas present. I'll just get a birthday present because too late for the Christmas present.
You know, you just get a combo.
Yeah, combo and then Valentine's and all that. So I just get one for three. So no, I don't want to compromise. I want three presents. So I'm going to start thinking, what is it that I want? You know?
And I make an Amazon wish list each year. So I just find it easier for people who don't know what to buy me, basically.
Yeah, that's a good idea, actually. That's a good idea, because I like practical gifts myself, and I like to think about, you know, if there's something I really want, I prefer to wait for it at Christmas, and then I get a really, really nice one, as opposed to just getting something that costs, you know, £10. Then maybe if I get the same thing, but it costs £30, but it looks like it's £30, then I prefer that. But it's practical, and I'll use it every day, as opposed to something that is just going to go on a shelf somewhere, or I'm not going to use it, you know. So I like kind of practical gifts as opposed to glittery one-off gifts. But you know, we're all different. Okay, so we've kind of talked a lot about, you know, a lot of stuff really. Secret Santa. We've talked about, you know, little Christmas gifts and so on. But what about Christmas and the songs? Is there a particular song that anybody likes that, like, every year they must hear this song? This is the Christmas song for you. I know what yours is. Unbelievable what hers is. We'll go to her last.
It's a classic.
Lori, do you want to take a guess what Odua's favourite Christmas, I'd say, singer?
Christmas singer. Well, is it one of the singers that only comes out at Christmas? Like Mariah Carey or something, or is it?
Oh, God, that was too easy.
Hibernates for 11 months of the year and then comes out at Christmas.
Oh, gosh, that was too easy. Laurie, all right, what about you? Have you got a favourite Christmas song?
I do, but I cannot remember the name of it.
Okay,
same. Yeah, same.
I think it was Alba, yeah.
I can't recall, same thing.
You can't recall? Not... Well, think, see if somebody else has one.
No, no.
I used to watch the Yogscast a lot, which is like a YouTube content creator group based in the UK, and they've got a few. They've got one called Oh Rubber Tree, which is a sort of... It's a parody of Oh Christmas Tree, but it's about rubber trees and extracting rubber sap from them. I mean, it's a really weird thing to make a Christmas song about, but I quite like it just because it's quite nostalgic to me.
Is there an innuendo in there?
Probably. Probably. Yeah, ostensibly it's about industrial rubber, but there probably is an innuendo in there somewhere.
We have to listen to the words of the song. You know, sometimes when things like that happen, I have to actually read the lyrics, because if I listen to it, I don't get it. But if I actually, you know, see it and read it, it comes to me. So from what you said, I don't think I know the song, but I think I'm going to have to hear the song to see if I can hear the...
It's like a parody of O Christmas Tree. They just sort of change the lyrics around a bit.
Okay, sounds interesting. Ernie?
Yeah, I said it last year. I really like Fairy Tale of New York. But it's the Poachers, isn't it? But yeah, I don't know. I like that song. I mean, it's just two people having an argument, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a classic.
All right. I don't have a favorite one. I just, when they come on, then I go, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, you know, that kind of thing. So I probably would kind of download one of those, now that's what they call Christmas hits kind of thing. Mm. And then that's how I'll like, but I don't think I have any favorite ones. And I think it all depends on where I am. I think when I'm in the UK, I like a traditional type English thing. And when I'm in the US, it's more kind of an R&B type Christmas as opposed to a traditional. I like the R&B stuff, maybe a Stevie Wonder or something like that type Christmas thing. In the Caribbean, they actually have lots of Caribbean, their own take of, most of them are British traditional, but they have their own take. They have people they call Calypsonians who sing a genre of music called Calypso and Soca, and they do, it's very fast beat tempo Christmas, because Christmas here is very much a very rowdy thing. It's not like Silent Night, Holy Night. People don't sing Silent Night, Holy Night, you know, in the classical way that we do in England. It's more with a calypso, with a drum beat, with a reggae style, you know? That's how it is in the Caribbean. Right. Ernie, have you... Jeremy, Laurie, have you... Not Jeremy.
Get there eventually.
Alba and Laurie, have you remembered the songs?
Christmas Wrapping by The Waitresses.
What?
Because it's all about being too busy and grumpy to enjoy Christmas, and then the Christmas spirit getting you unexpectedly, and you're like, ah, it got me. And that happens every year to me. I'm always grumpy until suddenly I'm in the Christmas spirit, and I, you know, get into it.
I've not heard that one either. I'm going to have to look up some of these songs. And maybe I have, but I just don't recognize them by the names. I just know them by the tune, perhaps.
Mm.
Alba, have you remembered?
I was thinking, but it's not really related with Christmas. It's Ryuichi Sakamoto. Do you know it, guys?
Yes. No, I like him.
So let me find the title.
I'm thinking, Ernie, maybe some of the songs that... the team are talking about, maybe you can just put a little bit of in there somewhere if needed. You can this bit out if you want to. If you need to, you can just put a little thing in there, because I don't remember, and I don't know these ones at all.
I'll put my one in the chat then, so you can find it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. So if you can put their favourite ones in the chat for Ernie, if you can.
I don't really know any.
Take a little bit.
Christmas songs.
You don't have one, Bernardo?
No, I don't think in Brazil we have a very big culture of Christmas songs at all. And if there is, I don't know about it.
And would it be like upbeat, like the Caribbean? If there is, it would be more of an upbeat type rhythm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more like popular music, if there is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it, listening to any during Christmas. I really like Christmas films a lot, but not music.
I think we take for granted that Christmas, we think that everyone celebrates it. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, everyone celebrates Christmas. But we do have, you know, different religions who don't. They don't celebrate Christmas. And there are people who, even if they are religious, they just see it as a time to get extra days off work. and not necessarily do anything else. Other people just see it as a largely commercial entity. But a lot of us see it for the religious theme, holiday or the religious period that it is, and enjoy having our family and friends around us. We look forward to that. I think also, depending on how old you are, as we grow older, Christmas means different things. As we expand in our relationships and our families and so on, it means different things. So anyway, we're going to try and do a different type of Christmas game now. So listeners, you can participate too. So you will hear some music and you can guess with us the year that music was produced. So the song is Merry Christmas, Everybody by Slade.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Was it produced in A, 1975, B, 1973, C, 1978, D, 1971. So, Merry Christmas, Everybody by Slade. Was it 1975, 1973, 1978, or 1971?
Without a doubt, 1975.
I'm
going to
say D,
71.
I'm
going to
say 78, just
because. I'll go for B, just
because. I'll go D as well.
So it was 1973. Okay, we're going to go to the next one. Now,
just note that was a 1 point to me.
I'm not going to include that in the final recording.
So, next one. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid? Was it 1986, 1992, 1984, or 1985?
Without a doubt, 1986.
You're
always without a doubt.
I'm sure it's C.
I'm sure it's D.
You're wrong.
I don't know even the song.
Guys, don't watch the news, clearly. It's C, hey. I'm telling you.
Okay, so let's go with A. Oh, it's obviously 40 years old, isn't it?
Yeah, they just celebrated the anniversary.
Oh, man.
That's cheating.
It's not cheating. You all had access to the news. If you listened to it, you would know.
Prior research. You weren't allowed to do that.
I didn't do any research. I just know this.
I'm jealous.
Cheating by being naturally knowledgeable.
Yeah,
I'll be wrong now, won't I? I'll be incorrect.
The answer?
Yeah.
1984. So the next song is We Built This City on Sausage Rolls by Lad Baby.
We built this city on sausage rolls. We built this city. Come on, babe. We built this city on...
Was it A, 2018, B, 2020, C, 2017, or D, 2019?
2018. I'm
going
to go A as well.
A too.
It sounds like something that you would write in the lockdown, so I'm going to say 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what it says. A, 2018. We built this city on sausage rolls.
That's 2 points to me.
Oh, 2 points to me as well.
3 points to me.
Three.
Well, I wasn't keeping score, so I'm not sure. But I know you, Odua. You're always going to keep score, right?
For myself, yes.
So, you know, with most parties, people don't come all at the same time. So we have another team member who's just joined us. So it's Monet. So Monet, if you could tell our listeners where you're from and what you do with Metaphorically Speaking.
Hello, my name's Monet. So glad to be here. I come from Texas and I'm a scriptwriter.
Well, thank you so much for being able, because now you're in a different time zone than us, and as you said, that you've just had a hectic time. So thank you for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.
We were like talking about Christmas, of course, it's a Christmas party. What do you guys do for Christmas in Texas?
I feel like, I don't know, I always talk to people like to see like what other types of cultures do, but I think sort of like in combination with like Black Americana, it's a little bit of combinations with Kwanzaa and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do like little games of like gifts going up to Christmas. We always like, it's almost like Thanksgiving doesn't exist. For the people that don't know what Thanksgiving is, it's just like, it's not really celebrating anything that we should celebrate, but it's like, just skip Thanksgiving. We start putting up the tree immediately. And, we play like, we just do regular things. Like play games, sing songs, have like a karaoke night the night before. I don't think it's anything too crazy.
Okay, but when you say karaoke night, that's interesting. Do you just sing Christmas songs on the karaoke night, or is it any song?
Oh, it's any song. I feel like if you're just doing only Christmas songs, it gets kind of boring, like Oh Holy Night over and over again. I don't know. Yeah, there's only so many Mariah Carey songs.
Yeah, what are the kind of favorite Christmas songs for you?
I feel like Whitney Houston is like very Christmas. I don't know. She hasn't really, I don't know if she's done a Christmas album, but I feel like Whitney Houston just feels like holiday, you know? So, yeah.
And then are there different like holiday foods as well? Or is it the same food, but just lots of it?
I don't know. I don't know how different.
So what would you on your Christmas day? What was traditionally on your table, your Christmas table?
So since you do a turkey for Thanksgiving, there's usually a ham, but I don't know. They usually have like some sort of ham and then like a green and mac and cheese, candied yams, you know, that sort of thing.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to join us, even though we're kind of wrapping up now and saying, you know, goodbye to everyone. And I hope that our listeners have enjoyed the show and laughed with us and reminisced with us. But make sure to catch us on Colorful Radio or on our podcast, Metaphorically Speaking, which is on Apple, Spotify, and all major streaming platforms. And, you know, share it over the season because it's a great conversation piece. Whether it's Christmas or not, you'll always find something that you can talk about. So all that's left for us to say is everyone, please have a wonderful Christmas and a safe and peaceful new year. And we'll see you in 2025. I'm Delia Delore. Goodbye from all of us for 2024 on Metaphorically Speaking.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Metaphorically Speaking, created by Delia Delore Productions, with original distribution by Colourful. This episode was hosted by Delia Delore and the Metaphorically Speaking team. Alba Hidari Sanchez, Bernardo Gudini Hita, Jeremy Goldsworthy, Laurie Woplington, and Monet Sims. Production assistance and social media graphics by Odjwell.
Colorful Radio.
You got your ways and I just can't explain how my emotions start racing every time that you are close to me. Yeah, I get this feeling I keep chasing. Now that we're almost there, stop thinking, wonder what's keeping you from not seeing. You got me considering to spell it out for you, yeah. Cause I want you to baby.
Just don't take forever.
Hate, make a love, I hope you work it out. Love it or you hate, better talk them out. Chilly, but my Izzy bleeds heat, though. Fire red fabric on the seatbelt, that's detail. Crabs in a bucket and that seashell. On a beach girl by the seashore. Make a seesaw and I reboard. Control, no cap, keyboard. White ones and a white tee, brown skin, B1 Siamese. Might give a blow back like ACC Dropman, rose gold Swiss piece. Reggie star, back to back, yeah, this flow lumbar. Double up, cause it's gone too far gone. Best you ever had in short. It's
You can do, ready like a Benzema, we can do. Fingers in your hair, I'm smelling it, can do. My body and your body, we making it song go. Nowhere Toronto, me, you in a room. Shawty, make it bounce, make it boom, boom, boom. Baby, make that thing go doom, doom, doom. Want you to feel it in your soul, oh, baby, yeah.
Staying on my art, it's a gallery. Sweet teeth, I got a little fetish for a cavity. Chasing the dreams whilst I'm living my reality. Even Google will tell you my salary. Let them talk, talk like the broadband. Whilst I have that tennis on the wrist like a forehand. I'm my own person, 70 my own brand. I'm the landlord, this my own floor plan. The honours and the clubs, yeah, it's all me. Michael Jordan cribs, I got 23 properties. 27 now, and believe there ain't no stopping me. I be on the board like a curse, a monopoly. She's so sweet with her own style, streetwear classy. She got it so versatile, and when she sees the kid, I know her mind goes, while my chocolate M&M, I'm willing to go 8 mile.
You can do, ride it like a Benzema, we can do. Fingers in your hair, I'm smelling it, can do. My body and your body, we making it song go. Nowhere Toronto, me, you in a room. Shawty, make it bounce, make it boom, boom, boom. Baby, make that thing go doom, doom, doom. Want you to feed it in your soul, oh, baby, yeah.
What's love? What that is, I don't even know what. All the bad boys want a good girl. All the bad girls want a guy they control.
Party people!
This is Colourful Radio.
Hell yeah.
Clouds in love.
Between me and you, no, I don't gotta explain it. Long as you don't say shit. Can you make it nasty. Feeling on your body in my backseat. Ritz, it's the best if you ask me. I keep my chains on if you want it flashy. I know you with it cause I'm with it all day. Once you get it, you gon' want it always. That man ain't around, call me. He gon' have to drop it once I'm on offense. Can't nobody stop this. Yeah, yeah. Baby, let me know what you tryna do. I don't see no one else in this club, it's just me and you.